This is Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest tonight is somewhat of a very, very special guest to me personally and to a lot of people out there in the world who know him as an entertainer and as a producer and as a director. And I know after tonight he will be special to you too, and you will want to get his books, learn more about him, and just indulge in the stories and the realness. The main reason, actually, he's on our show today, the realness. I met Ben because, our guest tonight, because I was invited out to a symposium on the East Coast for performances. And so on one occasion in between workshops, Ben called me over and he said, you know, I was watching you on stage and I thought about this and I thought about that. And the next thing I know, I'm pulling out a pad of paper and I said, do you mind if I write this down? I was so grateful to him because he had given me such useful information, and I actually had saved those pages for many, many years and was referring to them when I was looking at what kind of mics to use for this or that or the lighting, all stuff that Ben had shared with me. And I thought, now that's real, that's great, that's the kind of person I want to be. He has appeared in primetime television shows, movies, and commercials, acted on Broadway, sung at Metropolitan Opera, produced over 1,000 TV commercials and dozens of industrial films, worked as first AD on features, produced and directed over 50 TV shows. Now he shoots and directs and edits all sorts of video productions. He has nearly completed 3 volumes of his memoirs covering over 57 years in show business. So if there's somebody that knows something about the industry from all different sides of it, it's our guest, Ben Bryant. Welcome, Ben, to our show.
Well, that's quite an introduction, Filippo. I hope I can live up to it.
You already did. Well, it's interesting that when we actually spoke about that, you remembered the connection. You didn't remember exactly what you shared.
Yeah, the connections are the most important thing. The rest is just details.
You are great with some details. I have started reading your first of 3 books and the detail that's in there and the humor. You ended up in this industry kind of not by choice?
Now I know there are no accidents. But I did not know that in 1957 when I was digging holes in the ground doing my summer job, and I ran into a high school friend that was a professional singer, and he said, oh, you should come down to the Civic Light Opera. They're having open auditions for South Pacific. It was starring Mary Martin and several members of the original Broadway cast, and Giorgio Tozzi was playing Emile DeBeck, and Myron McCormick, who was the original Luther Billis and one of the great comic actors on Broadway history, was redoing his role. So I thought, sure, why not? I mean, I'm a singer, and I'd sung in church and in school, and so I thought, sure, well, I'll take a day off, and I'll go to this audition. So I show up at this open, non-union call, and there were probably 500 or 600 guys lined up outside this auditorium, and we went in one at a time, and the piano player did a little arpeggio, and you went, oh, and they said, thank you. I mean, that was it. And now the second accident occurred about a week later when I ran into a girl that I had known in high school who was a professional dancer. Somehow the subject of this audition came up, and she said, oh, was Mr. Lester there? I said, who's Mr. Lester? She said, well, he's the executive producer. And I described who was there, and it was obviously now in retrospect the stage manager and his assistant, and that was it. And so she said, well, Mr. Lester should hear you because you're really a good singer, and I know him. I have a contract with him. I'm going to call him up. So I said, great, thanks, you know, and that was that, and we said goodbye. And I kind of forgot about it. And a couple of days later, the phone rings, and it's a guy from the L.A. Civic Light Opera, and he tells me to show up at a certain time in a certain place and be prepared to sing 2 songs. And I said, great. So I showed up. And this time, Mr. Lester was there. And there were maybe 7 or 8 guys. They were the very few guys who had been called back from this open non-equity audition. So it came to be my turn, and I got up to sing, and I started singing the song. And about halfway through it, I completely went blank. I forgot the words, utterly. And so I just kept singing, and I made something up, and it rhymed. And I got hired. I was one of the two non-equity people who got hired, and I became an equity member. I was suddenly in a show with Mary Martin. I was in heaven. I was in show business. And later, years later, when I got to know Mr. Lester, because I did two more shows with him in the next few years, and he told me why he had hired me. And he said, you went blank in the middle of that song, and it didn't faze you. You just kept going. And he said, I knew that you had the makings of a real pro when I saw that. So those accidents and my going blank got me into show business and changed my life in a very dramatic way.
As I go through the book, isn't that kind of one of the recurring themes? Not that it's a theme, but I was focusing on that, saying, hey, wait a minute. That was an accident, but so was that, and so was that, quote unquote. Yeah. And had it not been for that, and, you know, right? And the next thing I'm watching.
Somebody asked me one time what my philosophy of life was, or how I live my life, by what rules, and I said, I'm sort of the Yogi Berra school. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. You know, I've never, and I don't advise this to young people, certainly, but I never really had a plan much beyond, you know, next weekend. I sort of like took it, you know, I guess I didn't know it, but I was in the be here now situation before that became a popular mantra and a book by Ram Dass. I took things as they came, and if a door opened and it looked interesting, I went through it.